Put Fred on with me.
Yes, sir.
Dealing with John on this thing. All right, he'll be on just a second. We got a timing problem on this one, I know. You on, Fred?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay. I was just saying, President, we had a timing problem on this one. I wish you'd recite to him your discussions with Horn and what problem, in essence, as you see it now, and what you've done about it, and why we have to go tomorrow.
Mr. President, the home loan banks have $500 million of securities that are maturing on the 26th of September. That money they've already used, and they've loaned out to the Savings and Loan Association.
Or have some of it in reserves, I guess.
Well, in the Savings and Loan Association, they have that money, and they have to pay off that issue. And to do that, they have to sell $550 million in new securities.
Well, can't you use some of these reserves they have? The banks have about $1 billion?
Yes, they've got $1 billion in reserves, Mr. President. They expect, in October, to have some further loss from the Savings and Loan Associations as a result of money that will be withdrawn from them. The only guidance they have to that...
Couldn't they come in then if they did have that loss, couldn't they come in and get a little from the Treasury while they were floating one?
Well, they are doing that, Mr. President. What they're doing...
See what I'm trying to do? I'm just trying to wait 3-4 days if I could without throwing a lot of stuff. You hit nearly 6% on these 90-day bills tonight.
That's right.
I think we could just shut up and send some of them on a vacation for a few days. And I wonder why we won't anticipate the horrible down in October when it may not occur. And if it does occur, they could come get it from you, and maybe we wouldn't. If we didn't put this pressure on the market, it may not ever come to pass.
Well, Mr. President, we're only letting the $250, which we're taking into the trust account.
The new money they're getting directly from the trust accounts. They're going out in the market for that. The money they're going out in the market for is the money that's already out in the market, and we don't want them to lose the market they've already created and established. So this is really a rollover problem of the maturities that are coming due.
I read your memorandum. I thoroughly understand September 9th. The only thing I'm trying to avoid, if there's any way in the world to avoid, is just not to ask for this money now. Later.
The problem that we anticipate, if I can break in on this, is that if the market reads our action as not only absorbing the new money into the trust fund, but also absorbing maturities, then the very pressures that are creating this situation in our bills are going to be accentuated, and we will trade an agency problem for a bill problem. Now, I think if the market realizes that we're following what we said we were going to do, namely that we're just taking the new money into the trust funds, but we're going to keep the maturities rolling over, we won't have a developing apprehension about an overcrowded bill market, which could readily occur. I'm already being questioned on that by Curtis, for example, today.
I wonder if we could ask them why he couldn't take out of his $1 billion that the banks have in their reserves now that's around that he's not using and refund on September the 26th.
Well, Mr. President, he's going to use $450 million of that reserve already, the way we've got it set up, in case he has these withdrawals from savings and loans.
He wanted $700 million to begin with, but for to meet withdrawal problems, and we got him to agree that he would...
I see that. I'm reading your memorandum. I've got it all in your memorandum here, but let me go back to my question. Now, he has a little over $1 billion in reserves. I wonder now, this is September the 12th, or whatever it is, 13th. I wonder why he couldn't, when this comes to you, September 26th, let Henry go and testify. You can calculate and work on it until then. When he comes to you, just let him meet this $500 million here out of his $1 billion reserve. Then when he comes down to the October line, and if there's any withdrawals taking place, If he'd got to go borrow money for it, we would hope we'd have this legislation, and they'd be getting a good deal of money then. But if he does have it, then he could come into the Treasury and get a little temporarily while he while he floated in Asia, and it would be an October issue instead of a September one, and we'd be pretty well along on the kind of the crisis we have in both of those things now. Is that impossible?
Let me give you the argument as I see it on the other side, that if we do as we said we're going to do, not ask the market for any new money by using the trust funds, that's one side. The other
I'm not going to use trust fund. I'm going to say his reserve.
Yeah.
He's got a reserve. He doesn't have to touch the trust fund.
That at least puts
us over till September the 26th. We know that.
What we're concerned about is that if he doesn't go to the market for his maturities as they roll over, and there's a drastic cut, that kind of a cut, in agency offerings, that he might dry up his distributive machinery for these issues. And he has a market, in other words, that's receptive, that has been taking them, and as long as he's just rolling them over, presumably that he's not trying to add to that market. On the other hand, if he doesn't continue to occupy it, well, somebody else does, and then when he wants to come back, his distributive apparatus, he's lost ground in creating an adequate market for his agent for this particular issue.
That's the point, Mr. President, the timing.
Well, that seems like it. You got to sell them something every 3 or 4 months to keep them in business.
Once they're out of line. This is why, for example, George Wood raised so much hell with me about that World Bank issue. He said that if he didn't go back to the various people that took World Bank bonds, if he missed an entire year, then somebody else really took his place in their portfolios, and when he did want, had to come to them later, he'd have to rebuild his market over again. So it's a question, I think, of not extending your market, but continuing to occupy your market. Now, we have felt...
What's he going to do with this billion reserve there?
Well, he's going to use $450 million of it, Mr. President, if these withdrawals come. You see, he has to borrow in September, October, December, November, and December. He comes in every month. That's a standard operation for the home loan banks. And most of that is rollover.
That's right. But I would hope maybe with your legislation that we're going to try to get passed this week in the Senate, that you would make it... unlikely or unnecessary for the savings and loan to call on them by October for very much. I talked to a fellow today and he told me that just a little stimulant, they'd added $2 million to federal savings already. And I think that, that we might do that. Now, if he's sitting there with a billion and it's doing him no good, why don't you at least put it off till October by just letting him say, here, I've got enough reserve to pick up this $500 million. And then we're not going to ask for it this month because we want to get our legislation passed and we want to see what to do with the tax bill and we want to relieve all the pressures we can. And,
Fred, would that create apprehensions in the savings?
Oh, they'll apprehend everything, but they're screwing us to death. And the only way I know to keep a man that's screwing me when he's charging me whatever he wants to, 6% for government bills, is just not to ask him for a damn thing if I don't have to. And I don't have to, and I got a billion in the bank. Matter of fact, that's what I'm doing to pay the wedding down here. I'm not borrowing a damn dime because I know they'll get in the habit of charging me 7. They told me I had $34,000 in the bank. I said, how much income tax? I said, $18,161. I said, well, then give them $15,000, and that eliminates my bank deposit. So I went out of business today. But I didn't ask some banker to lend it to me at 7, 8%. And that's what I wished. He's sitting there on his tail with $1 billion. Now, if it goes up to $700 million, he's going to have to... draw down his reserves to 450, as you say in your memorandum. But we don't have to meet that till October. And he's got a billion tonight, so if he's just in heat to do something, he'd have his board get together and say that we're going to take half of this reserve, the $1 billion that he's probably got on deposit free at these banks.
No, he's got to invest in treasury securities, Mr. President.
And those reserves, they look, the savings and loan industry, the entire... how many thousand there are of them that they look to this reserve just like the bank would look to the Federal Reserve, and if the feeling of solidity is not there, well, I think you do have a problem. Fred, you have to talk to this. You know it better than I do.
That's right, Mr. President. If he draws all his reserve down,
I'm not drawing it all. I'm drawing 500 of his billion.
Yes.
He's got over a billion now.
And then if he has any losses at all in October, which have to be met.
Then October, maybe he can offer his offering in October.
Well, he has to offer it in October, Mr. President. He would get payment for that issue not until late October, which would be too late. Otherwise, he'd have two offerings in October, which I think would be worse than having one in September and one in October.
Well, if it's the only way we can do it, of course I have to approve it. But I'm just trying to get a little holding off if I could.
Well, we're gonna see if we can't give you a full memorandum giving you a much more background on this thing.
I think it was
a little time with these that are hitting us right now while we develop a fuller picture of it. Then we'll be able to deal with you on it with a good deal more common understanding. All I'm saying is that this particular one and the ones that are just hitting us right now.
Yeah, but I think you're going to undo all you did in the announcement if you're going to hit them with these issues every day.
Well, because that'll be made clear that these are simply the maturities.
I know, Joe, but money's tight. And if Federal is going to compete for it, why, instead of using the reserves, if we're just going to keep our compensating balances, not going to use them, why, can't you limit it to just the maturing issue?
We intend to, Mr. President.
That is. The new money that he gets out of the trust funds.
Well, I know it, but why don't you take a part of the trust fund for maturing issue and just put that much more on there? Suppose you did it 3-2.
Well, then we would have to go into the market for bills to the extent that the trust fund takes it anyway. Is that right, Fred?
That's exactly right.
And we don't want to pour too much on this bill market. Now, I think that the measured analysis we had of what we announced on Saturday is does the best for both possible worlds. It keeps our bill market. I'm being pressed now simply on the score that, well, if you're going to take all the bill money in the trust funds, that means that your trust funds will give up their treasury securities, and you're going to have to raise that money that is taken into the trust funds. You're going to have to replace it, in effect, by bill offerings in the market. And that's one of the psychological elements about our bill market that's given us trouble today. And we don't want to compound that at this time.
Well, if I have no choice, I have no choice. But I sure as hell wish that we didn't have to get him any new money now. And I'm not happy with the management of it. I'm just afraid that I'm afraid we're bringing some of this on ourselves, but not being very careful and very thorough. I don't think they know what we're doing. I don't think we know what they're doing. That's what I'm afraid of. Maybe this new man gets over there and John and them can do some planning. We called him up and he didn't really know why he had to have it. And I don't believe it is our own money. And we were making the loan for Morgan Guaranty. I believe we'd be a little more careful with authorizing it. Now, I just don't know why you couldn't cut off his new money now and just say, I'm not going to authorize this for a while. Let's take a little look further down the road the next month.